The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
You know, Estonia. What's all about Estonia? You know.
Well, you know, sometimes that's how it goes.
Well, who are you?
I'm Anthony, and I'm live in Studio A in Tampa.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe, live in Studio B in Chicagoland. Tonight's The Joe and Anthony Show is brought to you by Charmin. Not really. Joe's a flushable wipe convert. Try them today. Find them at your grocer's sanitary aisle.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 174 of The Joe and Anthony Show, for Monday, April 29th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, The Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook. Go visit facebook.com/TheJoeAndAnthonyShow. You can also find our shows on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All, and at our very own website. Subscribe, visit our website, just like us now, damn it. Well, my diodes were getting a little hot there, so without further ado, will you two idiots get cracking with the TP segment already? Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Yeah, I'm a convert to the flushable wipes, man.
I see. I have been for a long time, although they are trying to limit their use in the Tampa area.
Really?
It's apparently really bad on sewer systems. Especially sewer systems that are not designed to handle that type of thing. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Out of Toronto, Ontario, and Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm going to try them anyways.
I use them too.
They keep things fresh.
They do keep. Until we can install bidets in every bathroom in America, we are stuck with the flushable wipe.
Yeah, the flushable wipe.
The flushable wipe.
So how was your day?
My day was pretty good. It was busy. Busy for a Monday, actually. But no, it wasn't bad. I kind of have my feet up in the guest chair right now because I was on my feet a lot today, so I was running around everywhere. But at the end of it all, it was a pretty decent day. I was expected to stay after work late tonight for something. It might have caused some issues with getting the show on, but then at some point I went ahead and were able to work it out, and I didn't even need to be there, and everything went fine, and there were no problems. So that was my day. Well, how about your day, Joe?
My day was pretty good. It was very relaxing and just kind of chill for the morning. I couldn't get to sleep last night until quarter to 12, midnight.
Wow. Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Then I woke up at 5. I was like, crack of dawn, boom, I'm awake. But I wanted to give you all an update. Remember a couple shows back, I think I mentioned I was signing up for Sling TV?
Yes, I recall.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. It's like, sometimes it's okay because I'll see something on National Geographic TV I like.
Yeah.
But most of the times, it's like, eh.
It's like regular cable. There's nothing on.
Exactly. And you can't get away from the... If you like sports, you know what? This is for you.
It does everything about sports, I take it.
Yep. So, I don't know. Would I recommend it? You know, if you're into a lot of sports or you just like having the TV on, like CNN and all that shit, and you don't have regular cable, yeah, go ahead, do it. They're running a deal, I think, right now, $15 for 3 months. So.
Oh, there you go.
Not that bad. You know, the price isn't too bad. And you can cast it to your Chromecast, or I think they got a Roku channel, too.
I was going to say, if they have Roku, it might be worth a try. I'll have to take a look at what networks it carries, because I do sometimes want to have things on in the background, but we'll see what's available.
So, moving forwards, my back has been doing way better.
I ended up
going to the doctor on Wednesday, and he gave me a steroid, a prednisone, and he gave me some muscle relaxers. Yes. Well, I'm finished with the prednisone, and believe it or not... yeah. Believe it or not, I did pretty good. Even this weekend, I was kind of moving fast, and as long as I'm not carrying anything or carrying anything inappropriately,
like,
you know, not using my knees to bend down and grab and get help if it's too heavy.
That's a very important thing.
You know, the important thing is that I'm just not, I'm always doing way extra stuff. So, you know, I got to cut back on some of that. You know, I got to slow down a little bit too. But, yeah, man, we've been having some crazy Chicago weather. This fucking weather is insane.
It's really?
Like it's in the 70s or 60s. And then all of it... Hey, Azel, thank you coming out to the Cheyenne Radio here on the chat room. But anyways, you got rain, and then it's like snowing. And it's like this huge slushy crap. And then it's nice again. And then it's snowing. It's like... But it's spring, and that's what spring is all about. It crazy, crazy changes in weather.
I guess that's what happens with spring.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't get away from it.
So, folks, just as I just mentioned, I was saying hello to Ezel. Come on into our chat room. It's open right now. You can visit us at shyampa.org. Our phone lines are ready and open, too. We actually have a few minutes before we go into Anthony's weed corner. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566. And you can talk to us two idiots live. There'll be another opportunity for you to call, too, towards after Anthony's crazy Florida
The TP news. Segment.
The TP
We segment, always welcome calls during the TP segment.
Yeah. We love the TP segment.
Yeah. I mean, we can get moving with the weed corner. I mean, it never hurts to start early.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right. So, our first weed corner story comes from the New York Times. It has been a little more than a year since California legalized recreational marijuana, but law enforcement officials say that the unlicensed illegal market is still thriving and in some cases has even expanded in the state. The struggles of the licensed pot market in California are distinct from the experience of other states that have legalized cannabis in recent years. Sales in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington grew well above 50% for each of the first 3 years of legalization. Although Oregon now has a large glut of pot, and it's true. Oregon is just like, they're just like busting at the seams with pot. They should start a tourism campaign. Come to Oregon, smoke our extra pot. I mean, you can get I've heard you can get an ounce sometimes for like $25.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Insanity. That's insanity.
Well, they can't sell it across state lines. You can't transport it. So they're stuck with it in the state.
Aye. Somebody out there has got to smoke all that, though.
Apparently not that many Oregonians.
Oregonians.
Of the roughly 14 million pounds of marijuana grown in the state of California annually, only a fraction, less than 20%, according to the state estimates, and a private research firm, is actually consumed in California. So wow. Only 20%, less than 20% of what they produce is actually stays in the state. The Bureau of Cannabis Control, the agency charged with complaints, most of them about illegal operations, and has sent out more than 3,000 letters, according to illegal businesses to shut down. Or, I'm sorry, ordering illegal businesses to shut down. One possible reason for a thriving black market could be that dispensaries pay a cumulative state and local tax rate of 32.25%.
Damn.
Whereas an unlicensed shops pay no tax whatsoever.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well. That's what'll do it for you. Yeah. So
now this next one, that I just kind of pre-read it and I got scared.
I don't know if it's something to be too scared about, but apparently it is something to keep in mind. This one comes from High Times, and this was actually in the news, I think, about a month ago. State officials in Michigan are encouraging medical cannabis retailers to have their vape cartridges tested for heavy metals after lead was detected in some products. The advisory noted that a Johns Hopkins University study released last year found that lead and other toxic metals, including chromium, manganese, and nickel, have been detected in the vapors produced by some e-cigarette devices. Again, now this is just e-cigarettes as well. So far, they haven't seen this in the medical marijuana or the marijuana cartridges, at least not yet. The BMR noted that Michigan is one of the few states with legal pot that mandates heavy metals testing for cannabis products. Michigan regulators noted that no vape cartridges with ceramic heating elements have been found to be tainted with lead.
Well, that's good, because, yeah. You know, we don't need that kind of stuff being introduced into our bodies. That's like,
no, that's no bueno.
Yeah, it's instant, you know, disease-producing cancers, all kinds of nastiness.
Nastiness
abound.
You
know, but so what that's telling me, though, is not every state tests its cartridges?
Apparently not. And a lot of these...
state of things in Florida?
They're all tested in Florida.
Well, that's good.
It's also a more controlled market. I think in states where it's more controlled, like Michigan, it's a little bit easier. California, it's a lot less regulated. And I think that's kind of where you might see a lot of that. Just because that's they're something. Using cheap cartridges.
Yeah. I could see that. You know, yeah. I could see where it's not... you know, quite a tight supply, or it's a recycled cartridge. I wonder if they do that.
That's a scary thought.
Sanitize it and recycle it?
Maybe.
It's possible.
It is. You have to replace the heating element.
Yeah. You know, I recently found the box for my device. Hey, more caves? Yes. Iza, we definitely need more caves. I could use a cave.
Do you need a cave?
Yeah.
Do you need a man cave?
I need a safe space.
You need a safe space.
Is life too much for you, Joe?
It is. No, it's not. It's
okay.
Fine. Well, everything's fine.
Everything's fine? All right.
Everything's fine. All right. So, Anthony, have you ever heard of anti-war video games?
Not necessarily, no.
Well, I heard there's like a few different games out there. One of them... I think it's called Metal Gear.
Okay.
Another one is called This War of Mine.
Okay.
And hey, Joe here.
One
Hi, of my
Joe.
Coworkers recently introduced me to the concept of the anti-war video game because he asked me, he's like, "Have you ever heard of this?" And I'm like, "I don't think so." But then I started remembering a few months back, he showed me this game called This War of Mine. And to be honest, I didn't know what to think of it then. It seemed kind of cruel to make people try to live during a time of war, isn't it really? And at the time, I didn't connect two and two together that maybe that was the point of the game. In this day, we all clamor for, you know, some type of entertainment to take us away from the ills of everyday life. You know, we're playing GTA, we're shooting up people, we're stealing cars, we're, you know, we're killing, or we're in a shooter kind of position, just killing the fuck out of people, surprising people. Well, anyways, war is definitely an ill, and whether we realize it or not, we're in a war with ourselves every day of our lives. We fight to survive in the wake of everything bad trying to keep us down. And for folks in places like Yemen and Syria, war and its outcomes and after effects is a norm. And I think what this game is trying to do is to get us to see what that can be like. This game has become so popular, though, I guess, that now there is a board version you can play. And get this, Anthony, through the assistance of my coworkers, I think we're going to put together a video show.
Interesting.
So, you know, I'll keep you posted, folks, on what we do with that. And, well, we'd love to hear what you think. Have you heard of other anti-war games? Stop by now in the chat room at shyampa.org. Or give the studios a call at 813-327-8566. And I guess now we got some time for a little dictionary word of the day. What do you think, Anthony?
Yeah, I think you should go for it.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Woo! Where are we going to go? Okay, the word that we are picking today is horned toad.
Horned toad, you say?
A horned toad is a lizard with a horn-like projection on the head and spiny body. Very interesting. And last week's word was prayer.
Okay, well, there we have it. Prayer and horned toads.
Well, let's see what Roger's got to
say. Yeah, Roger, what's up?
Hello, this is your other lovable artificial personality, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment. Well, folks, today is Monday, April 29th, 2019, and it's National Peace Rose Day, National Zipper Day, National Shrimp Scampi Day. Well, while Joe sticks his peace rose up his zipper and Anthony scours the deck for shrimp scampi, he'll eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled. Quote-unquote, I think, no, I really do. Oh boy, take it away, guys.
Oh boy.
Let me pull that wheel. Oh boy. Oh, that's right. Got them all going.
Oh, there goes that one.
Sounds like my own view.
That is a no bueno. All right, random story. Orlando Sentinel. I found a really good one today that would have replaced this, but I didn't have time. Deputies responded around 3 a.m. in response to a shots fired call at an interstate I-4 rest stop last Wednesday morning near State Road 434. When deputies arrived, they found a man inside the vehicle with a non-life-threatening head wound, according to a tweet.
Oh, well, thank God.
I know, right? The victim had told deputies that someone had shot at him.
Oh boy.
Investigators, however, found his claim to be a little bit false. Investigators said that after the man accidentally shot himself for unknown reasons, he fired additional rounds inside of his vehicle to make it appear otherwise. Yep, and that's your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Wow.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimpa Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. And new to the Shyampa family, the Inept Supervillains Podcast. Welcome, guys. Be sure to visit shyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and more. Oh yeah, call us at 813-327-8566. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty. Fine, don't say thank you back. Well, guess what, folks? It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Yay!
Well, Anthony, as I said earlier, spring is here. It's really been spring. It's been up and down spring, but it's spring. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast at 52. The dew point is at 47, giving us a heat index of nada. And the humidity is 83%. Winds are howling out of the west at 6 miles per hour, gusting to 6 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 20% chance of showers. The low will be around 42. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. High of 46, and it could get windy. Tuesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, up and down temperatures. So it's going to get to like 45 by 9, and then right after 9 o'clock, it's going to start rising again to 54.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So it'll be into the wee hours of the morning.
Huh.
But that's your Chicago weather. Now for the news.
And now for the news.
But like, oh my god, I worked so hard for my profile on social media.
Yeah, dude. Bruh, I got all these clothes, man. I guess just like could show them off. But I worked so hard for that profile.
Well, for those that are aspiring to be Instagram influencers, a Nebraska-based business is offering to bolster social media pages with expertly faked photos of the user on vacations they never took.
Oh, you're kidding.
The company, yes, Fake a Vacation, offers packages starting at $19.99 for a service to superimpose the photos of a social media user in front of famous landmarks at popular vacation spots, including Las Vegas, the Grand Canyon, Hawaii, and Walt Disney World. Isn't that crazy?
That is insanity.
The packages also include some facts about each destination to help the customer concoct the story of their fake vacation. The company cited a study that suggests more than half of millennials have lied about taking vacations for reasons ranging from last-minute cancellations to being just desperately broke, the high price of travel, and ultimately for the desire of social media recognition. Isn't that
That last part is what kind of bothers me.
Yeah. But that's what people are clamoring for, the young folks. It's just insanity. I don't get it.
I don't either.
You know, but I think it's because that is what the communication system is today.
That's true.
So, but you know, and sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. But of course, now I kind of wonder if he's had sex with it.
Oh boy.
Police in Arizona shared a photo of a driver caught cheating on the highway by using something. What do you think he used, Anthony?
A dildo.
Well, you're in the right vein of my other personality desires, but...
Okay.
He's on the highway.
He's on the highway. A refrigerator.
Yes. No. He used a dummy to fake a passenger in the carpool
lane.
That's
a good idea. A dummy. I would do that. Yeah.
The Arizona
it's easier
Department
than a refrigerator.
Of... Yeah, right. You got to draw a mustache or...
Man, trying to get it to fit in your front seat is kind of difficult. Especially the new ones. They're so large. Trying to stick that... You have to drive a convertible, and then you got to make it look convincing.
Well, for this man, the Arizona Department of Public Safety tweeted photos showing him pulled over by police when they noticed his passenger in the high occupancy vehicle lane with a mannequin, dressed as a human woman.
A mannequin, yay!
Mm-hmm. The tweet said the man was pulled over on State Route 202 at Alma School Road. Another one busted. Don't let this be you. A driver was cited for HOV lane violation along the SR 202 at Alma School. You know, I wonder how much that costed him.
Probably a few hundred bucks. Mm. Easily a few hundred dollars. Yeah.
Fiddles McGinty. So, well, this is interesting. Because, you know, when you're a little drunk, you kind of see everything in 3D, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Well, it's time for 3D crosswalks.
Okay.
So, I guess a pair of Massachusetts 10-year-olds are hoping to save lives with a crosswalk they designed to capture the attention of drivers with a 3D illusion. Because, you know, everything now is like Pokemon. It's augmented reality.
Well, yeah, because, you know, reality's boring now.
Whoa.
See? You kind of just escaped reality for a moment there yourself.
Anyways, Issa, a fourth grader at Brooks Elementary School in Medford, said she and her friend Eric came up with the idea for the 3D crosswalk when Eric's brother had a close encounter with a car. The kids took their idea to the Center for Citizenship and Social Responsibility. That sounds like an ominous name. A young people's organization that they belong to. Well, listen to it. The Center for Citizenship and Social Responsibility.
There you go. It's teaching you to be a citizen, a good citizen, and have social responsibility.
Sure. A young people's organization that they belong to, and local artist Nate Swain was hired to put the idea into action in the driveway of the elementary school. The crosswalk makes it appear to drivers as though the white lines are elevated from the ground.
Huh.
I love it. It looks amazing. Exactly how I pictured it. And more, Issa told CBS Boston. When you're walking across, you can tell it's painted. What we hope is when you're driving down, you'll see it as a 3D, three-dimensional. Well, what happens if you're going the wrong way on the wrong side?
Well, maybe you shouldn't be going the wrong way on the wrong side.
But it needs to be 3D regardless. You still got to stop for people in the crosswalk.
Well, what if they think that the crosswalk is 3D so that, like, the people are painted 3D and they just, like, speed through it thinking that it's all a painting and they just run over pedestrians?
Oh, that could be dangerous.
Has anyone thought of that? Has anyone thought that maybe some ninny out there will say, oh, look, it's a 3D crosswalk with pedestrian stuff in it. Let's rev on through it. Vroom, vroom. And then run over
a gaggle of friggin'
nuns or something.
Oh, God. Well, you know, the city is planning to add more of these similar crosswalks.
Interesting.
To other three elementary schools. So I guess, you know, I mean, if they're one-way streets or something of this nature, you're not going to be going backwards. Anyways, I guess it's a good idea. I don't know. It's just kind of, it's like, really? You can't notice that there's...
I know, it's like, you know, we got flashing lights on crosswalks and big neon yellow signs and these, like, warning lights and everything, and people still get run over.
Well, but I'll tell you. There's a construction area going on right now on Halsted as you get to Diversey. And, you know, you still have traffic lights, so you still need to stop when the thing turns red.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when the pedestrian light goes, you know, people start to walk. And, oh my God, I witnessed this one interaction. The guy, like, pounded on his car, and the dude pulled over, got out and started a confrontation. I'm like,
wow,
you know, you got to be careful these days.
Oh, yeah,
you don't know if somebody's gonna whip out a gun and just, you know, start some bullshit. So,
blow your fucking head off.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, luckily nothing happened. But, anyways, folks, that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, Russia-gateless, GMO-loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, the late Lyra McKee leaves a lasting message. A trans teen discusses pronoun protocol. LGBT job rights cases head to the U.S. Supreme Court. A Turkish court frees an Ankara Pride cops. Oh, freeze in Ankara Pride. Cops board Ukraine's gay Potnikin night spot in an abusive and questionable raid. Tampa, Florida elects the U.S.'s third lesbian mayor this year. And queer Taiwan couples start making wedding plans. All that and a bottle of wine and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the International LGBT Radio News Magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Sciampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. The world will be full of horned toads again.
Woo-hoo!
In 4 minutes after the break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Sciampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Sciampa Radio. Flashback.
Heard any good microwave popcorns lately? Now this one says, it's normal for 1 to 3 tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves, and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Rocky, smoke, Paul Anchor.
It's the new Hershey's Kitty snack pack.
Wow, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some floundy.
No, it's our new snack pack again.
Look, there's 8 Hershey's Kisses inside.
Yum.
Each with that big taste of Hershey's chocolate.
And it's the same price as a candy bar. Again.
I gotta get me a new hat.
I gotta get the new Hershey's Kisses snack pack.
Hey, Dickie, guess what? It's 10 weeks till Christmas.
Okay, what are we going to get David? Hey, how about a Magnavox compact disc player, huh?
Smart idea.
Yeah, but let's not wait till Christmas. Let's give it to him now, okay?
It's only October.
I know, but once he gets Magnavox CD sound, guess where we can have our Halloween party, huh?
The inventors of CD technology just made it even smarter. The Magnavox 6-disc changer plays and programs up to 7 hours of uninterrupted, flawless sound.
Tom, you can't assume David's going to give a party.
Why not? He's invited.
Magnavox. Smart choice. Very smart.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You are listening to Sciampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Sciampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? The expression to knuckle down originated from playing marbles, where players used to put their knuckles on the ground for the best shot. Or how about the game of tug of war was an Olympic sport from 1900 to 1920. I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
And now, a Joe retromercial.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups. Real fruit and fun rolled up in one.
You can peel them, you can fold them. Fruit Corner! You can tear them, you can share them. Fruit Roll-Ups! You can rock them, you can roll them. You can really get to know them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups are the chewy snacks made with real fruit that you unroll, peel, and chew.
You can stretch them, you can chew them. Fruit Corner! You can pass them, you can ooh them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups, now in great-tasting grape.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I love it when I do that.
Yeah, it's a good effect for you.
I hate it when I do that.
Live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Bloody hell.
What the fuck is wrong with my voice now? Now I sound like a fucking tin can. Goddamn you people.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Alright, go ahead and cue one. Uh-oh. Can you cue one of those robotic things? Or
welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 riochas, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thank you, Roger.
Wow. Roger, are you there?
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
So what happened? What was that big loud noise over there?
Oh, I knocked over my all my vape cartridges and my little purple thing.
Did you need a round circular disc?
I think I do, and I don't know where there is one at this point in time.
All right.
Oh, wait, here we go. I found a square device.
A square device. A square circular disc. A square disc.
Yes.
All right. Before we get to the crazy Florida news, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 84 degrees. We currently have a heat index of 87 degrees. The humidity is 59%. The dew point is 68 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 69. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 89. On Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 70. And then on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 89. Wrapping up Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 70. That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. And now on to some crazy Florida news.
There's some crazy dogs outside.
Is that you? Are you? Is Tony over there from CPR? Because he had some rabid dogs going on as well for a while there. Because something happened. Something definitely happened there. Because
it could have been. Who knows? These are some crazy dogs.
Crazy dogs. Stay inside, ladies and gentlemen. We have crazy dogs outside of the Chicago studio. No crazy dogs. We just have, like, ducks and homeless people in front of the Tampa studio. All right, the Miami Herald brings us our first Florida news story of the evening that involves a Florida man, some meth, and a very naughty mattress. In a Facebook post last week, the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office quotes the girlfriend of 37-year-old Felipe as saying that he began acting erratically early last Friday. The girlfriend told deputies that Felipe thought she was cheating on him with a man he thought he saw in the mattress. Inside the... not under the mattress, not next to the mattress, not atop of the mattress, not beside the mattress, but inside the mattress.
What the fuck?
That's what methamphetamine will do to you, ladies and gentlemen. That don't do meth, trust me.
I mean, was his...
Yeah, he was fucked up.
I have too many questions.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's hard to just really fathom that somebody thought somebody was literally in the mattress. His soon-to-be ex-girlfriend said that Felipe hit the mattress with a bedpost, ripped the mattress apart, and locked the bedroom door.
Alrighty then.
Yep. She was able to escape and call the police. The sheriff's office says Felipe later admitted to having smoked meth, and jail records did not show a lawyer for him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so hold on. We got a database here. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Going ahead and attacking a mattress, huh?
Yeah, because you thought there was a man inside of it.
Man inside the mat that was sleeping with your girlfriend. I mean, I guess that could be convenient. You know, I mean, you just go to just lie down for bed. Boop, there you go. I mean, it's all easy and done. But, I mean, seriously. The man in the mattress. That could be a good horror movie. I don't know how I got pregnant. I'm single and haven't had sex in years. The man in the mattress. See, there you go. It just all works.
Wow.
Let's move on to some more disturbing stuff.
Yeah.
Direct from Florida. Yeah. The Tampa Bay Times brings us our next Florida news story of the night. A group of mothers in Seminole were suspicious about a freaky-looking man who frequently rode his bicycle on the grounds of a local elementary school at dismissal time. One of the mothers decided to call the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office to find out some information, so deputies pulled surveillance footage from an exterior camera at the school. The surveillance showed 67-year-old Herbert, who has been previously sentenced to 10 years in prison in 1997 on charges
of... that's a man?
That is a man. Of 1997 on charges of sexual battery for offenses that occurred in 1988, according to state records. Herbert was released in 2001, but was charged in 2004 with failing to comply with his sexual offender registration and was fined. According to an arrest report, parents had seen Herbert ride his bike in front of and onto the grounds of the elementary school. One parent even made a formal complaint to the sheriff's officer earlier in the year about Herbert.
Jesus.
Clearly nothing was done about it at that time. Herbert was taken to the Pinellas County Jail, but was allowed to participate in Florida's catch and release program and was released after posting $1,000 in bail. He was also fitted with a GPS monitor, according to records.
Like those really work.
Yeah, right.
Mom, Florida is pretty popular with that catch and release program.
Florida likes catch and release.
Hmm. Does it get Florida more money because they keep bringing the same people in all the time?
Maybe. I mean, maybe there is a profitability component to it. I never thought of it that way, actually, now that you mention it. That's kind of an interesting take on it.
I mean, that's... the only thing that I can think of is that they would do this
because they keep making money every time people post bond.
Yep, exactly.
Interesting.
That's pretty messed up, but whatever. Now we got sexy.
It tells a story. It's like a pictograph. It's a story. I sometimes put the pictures in the news stories in the script. You all out there in TV land don't see it. But we do, and sometimes you got to just make it kind of like a little fun. So I got a little pictorial of the perp in the middle, a woman on one side grabbing her hair. To me, it looks like she's grabbing her hair in either craziness or disgust, and the dude on the left is kind of giving him some kind of eye.
The sexy evil eye.
Sexy evil eye, like, dude, you nasty, but I like it. NBC Channel 2 News out of Fort Myers brings us our final Florida story of the night. It happened Thursday evening at the intersection of College Parkway and Cleveland Avenue in Fort Myers. 23-year-old Jose was exposing himself to everybody who was passing by.
Oh my.
At one point, he even came close to getting hit by a car. When deputies arrested him, they asked him why he did it, and his reply was that he had something in his head.
Well, I hope, though.
Well, you know, that's questionable. I mean, seriously, what the hell? Yeah, yeah. So,
But what's this whole weapons class thing?
I don't know. He was advertising
weapons class.
Yeah. Jose's sign was taken to evidence and police are working to find out what company, if any, he was employed by. They're sign spinners. I don't know. You guys don't have them up in Illinois, do you? Do you have sign spinners?
I know what
up
you're
there?
Talking about.
You've
know
seen them. Yeah, they're on the
now.
Side.
Yeah.
They tax people or they trying to sell a gas.
The Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. Yeah, you've seen that one. Yeah, taxes, Liberty Tax. Yeah, so... Just a wayward sign spinner exposing his genitals to the world of passerbys.
He was spinning his sign.
He was spinning something, and that's why the woman on the right is grabbing her hair and fuzz. Oh my goodness! Look at that! Look at that! And the one on the left is just kind of like you nasty, but you kind of interesting. He is facing a charge for exposing himself. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Empa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Empa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyempa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage?
Just click chat.
But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Look at this. We are a minute and 10 seconds ahead of schedule.
Damn.
Plethora.
This just means we got extra time
to
talk.
We just got an extra minute and 10 seconds to talk.
Well, it's an extra time for you to call us at 813-327-8566. And, of course, reminder, we need a show title.
Show title.
We need a show title. If you
if you can spell that, you can make that the show title.
Yeah, right. So, what's this message somebody's got?
Oh, yeah. So Bill over at World Labor Hour sent me a Facebook message over the weekend for Ezel. So Ezel, if you're listening up, Ezel, listen up, Ezel.
Listen up, Ezel.
I see Ezel's still in the chat room, so I'm assuming he's listening up. So Bill says to tell Ezel and the clay people that he has dug about 6 cubic yards of clay out of his basement and he used it to fill up an old well. It's an easy to reach source of high quality yellow clay. I hope that they don't have a preference for blue clay because I have the well is full and he has more clay to get rid of. So Ezel and the clay people, if you're looking for some high quality yellow clay from the Champaign, Urbana, Illinois area, Bill over at WRFU, who does the World Labor Hour on the weekends for us, he's got some clay for you, Ezel. So that's Bill's message to Ezel. So,
well, that was nice.
That was nice. That was nice. Exactly. So hopefully Ezel can get himself some good clay. So I have flour. I bought flour this weekend. Legally bought flour at the dispensary.
Florida is already ahead of Illinois because Illinois is very slow. Illinois has medical, but it's still very difficult.
But does Illinois at least sell flour to those that do qualify for medical?
I believe so.
Yeah, see, and that's the issue with Florida is that you can qualify, but you still couldn't get flour. So, but we can get flour now. If you have the card already, you have to, when you go to renew your recommendation, you have to request the smokable option. Or else you can't get it. You just can't get it if you just have a regular license. Oh, we got a call.
Oh, we got a call. Awesome.
We got a call. All right, hold on. All right, caller, you on the air.
Yo, this is Ezel. What do you want?
Hey, Ezel,
Bill's got some clay for you.
Oh, man, what a great guy. Tell him I'll be over there. I never will pick up the clay. With the clay, we love that yellow clay, but you know what? That blue clay is good stuff, dude.
I don't even know what blue clay is, and I'm kind of almost afraid to ask, and I don't think I want to Google it either.
Oh, man, I'm going to let you Google it, and you can look it up. Blue clay is smooth, and
it's creamy.
Oh, man, it really will. Hold on a second. I had to refresh there a second.
There you go. All I'm getting is like blue modeling and blue tack. I'll have to do a more in-depth Google search later on. Maybe offline.
Oh, yeah, you had a little purple to that, man. You got a real smooth character there, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I might be heading down that way because I got some interesting animal news today. Man, you know, I'm gonna do the animals are great segment here, man. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Because, well, down in Heron, Illinois, I don't know if you guys heard about this show. I don't know. Cause you know, Heron's right down there by Champaign. So I might make a double stop. I'm going to stop in Heron, and I'm going to see your buddy in Champaign and picking some that yellow clay, man. We're going to have fun with that stuff. Anyway, down in Heron, Illinois, there's this, all of a sudden, this big pig shows up out of nowhere, okay? Yeah. And the people in Heron, they're wondering where the hell this pig come from, okay? Because they thought maybe some farmer busted out of the corral or something.
Okay.
For about 2 weeks, they've been trying to catch this pig, but this thing is so goddamn elusive, it's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
I mean, they called the animal control people, and they shot it for it. They shot one of them tranquilizer darts at it, but this pig is so big, and I guess, you know, it's got maybe like 6 inches of layers of fat on it or something.
It just didn't do anything.
That pig laughed and run off. So it, wow. That pig is playing. Yeah, it's playing hide and go seek. And the police were called. The police ain't got nothing better to do, you know. So they call the police and they says, okay, maybe we can taser it. So they snuck up on this. And I shot it with one of them taser things. And that pig just looked at him and started ran away, man.
Did it smell like bacon?
That's what I'll kill.
Oh, man, I love bacon, man. I'm telling you, we wrapped the clean people in bacon, and then, you know, we kind of nibble away. But anyway, but here's the thing. So the people said, fuck it, man. This pig don't want to be helped. This pig's having a hell of a time.
There you go.
So you ain't going to believe this, but you can look on Facebook. The pig's name is Porkchop from Heron, Illinois. They gave the pig a Facebook page, and they said that everybody's feeding it now. The thing is really getting big. It's like a monster pig now. So, you know, if you're out there in that Heron, Illinois area, take a
look. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You are. Oh, my Lord. This is hilarious.
I'm
are we going to post this?
You don't bullshit, man. I don't bullshit. Wow. I tell the truth, man.
Holy
crazy,
shit.
But you know what? It's a crazy world out there, man. It's a crazy world.
It is a crazy world. It definitely is a crazy world.
So you
world.
Got that big... Did you dial up that big pig on your computer?
I did. I did. I'm going to post the big old pig to the Facebook page.
Oh, man. I think we're going to make it our mascot. We're going to go down there and try to... We're going to try to corral it, and then we're going to bring it back here to Armpit, Illinois, and we're going to make it our mascot. Man, we're going to really... Man, we'll put it in, like, you know, real cool attire. We'll get a vest and a hat and some shit, man. We're going to make it look cool. So anyway,
I don't know if the people of Aaron would like that, though.
Right?
Well, you know, you can't always be hogging the pig all the time. You know what I mean? You got to share the pig.
Share the pig. Spread the big around.
Oh, man. It's a crazy world, man. I'm out there the other day. The goddamn stone was 8 inches thick. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where's this
I know.
I thought I got
it was crazy.
Shit,
it was like slush and nasty.
Oh, it was man, it was blowing. I thought I got hooked up with some bad shit. I was like, hey, what the fuck, man? Oh, man, I'm telling you. But anyway, on another subject of animals are great. You know what? Every time we drive down to Florida, that crazy boo-boo brown, he gets locked up in Alabama. You know, he ain't never made it to Florida yet this winter. I'm telling you.
That doesn't do him any good. Yeah, right.
No, we go through Alabama and we make a stop and he gets in trouble. He gets thrown in for 30 days. So what we did, we figured, well, we're going to find one of those budget airlines. So I'm going around. I'm just one airline here. I'm listening. I'm on the line. I'm holding for like 20 hours or some shit. You know, it seems like 20 hours.
Probably.
So anyway, but I got to tell you, we discussed this last time about, you know, the comfort animals on a plane, you know?
Yes, yes.
So, well, we were kind of worried, but this one airline that flies out of Rockford, Illinois, they charge $100 now if you've got a comfort animal.
Really? So you pay $100 to bring your animal with you?
$100, man.
Nice.
Not a service animal. If you got a five service animal, you'll be all right. You know, they don't charge shit because they can, you know. But
yeah.
If you got a couple, then listen to this shit, man. They set a stipulation that you got to fit in, the animal's got to fit into a travel cage, okay?
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well where the fuck are they going to put that travel cage? Would they put it in the overhead compartment or something? It's got to fit underneath the seat. Now, can you imagine if you got a German Shepherd, you're going to fit a German Shepherd?
I ain't got to fit underneath that seat. I can barely fit my feet under that seat.
Right?
Man, I'm telling you, it's a crazy world out there. But anyway... So, you know what? I always say, you know what? Just don't worry about nothing. Smoke them if you got them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? If you come across some good clay, always call these out, and the great people will come again. So tell your buddy over there, we'll be coming down in the Ezel dump truck. You know, it's kind of old and rickety, but we'll manage to make it there. We'll get some clay, and we're going to look for that pig down there, man. We're going to make that pig our mascot.
There you go.
You know what? Put that link on your face, on your Shamble Facebook about the pig.
Absolutely.
We sure did. Pig. We just did. Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's great. Oh, that's great. You want to make that pig the national hero of America, man. We're better than a pig, right? I'll tell you, boys. All right, I got to get back to them clay pigs. We're going to play some Candyland tonight. All right, boys.
Ho-ho-ho!
All right.
Stay loose, man. Stay loose.
Have fun, Ezel.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ezel. Oh, my God. It's almost time for them ugly lights.
So really quick, the flower I'm smoking is called Puckyah, P-U-C-K-Y-E-A-H.
Ooh, Puck yeah.
It's a fairly new strain, and it is friggin' awesome.
Yay.
It's beautiful, too. So, well, looks like the ugly lights have come on, and the floor feels like it's rotating.
Oh.
So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
You got that right. Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony
Tonight!
On Cheyenne Radio. Remember, all times are New York time. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday at 7 p.m. Remember, all times are Eastern.
New. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern every weekday morning, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday afternoon. Also, be sure to catch our newest show, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where three black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
It's a fun show.
It is.
Hey, everybody. It's springtime, and that means I'm in programming Technique audio procedures. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyenne Radio and leave it on in the background. To get there, visit chiampa.org. You can see our most current toaster oven schedule, our social pickles, fluid lines, and Gulf Streams, and much, 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 much more. And not only that, but if we didn't mention it already, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on... I think we're on everywhere now.
I think so, yeah, which is good. We try to... We're like Allstate. We're there for you when you need us. No, that's
when
not
you need
Allstate.
Us.
Is that Allstate? No, that's State Farm.
I don't know.
No, you're in good hands with Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate, that's
I don't
correct.
Know, what's State Farm? No, State Farm is there.
American Family Insurance.
We don't even have that down here. That doesn't even exist down here.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Guess who's been in trouble lately? Lincoln Towing.
They've that always been in trouble.
Oh, but they've been in... They're really been in trouble lately.
What happened?
I think they got their license taken away for a while.
Oh my, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good but they
them.
Were just doing the American thing.
Towing cars and slapping bitches. Bitches and hoes. Wow, Lincoln Towing got their licenses.
Yeah.
It's a new day in Chicago, that's for sure. There's plenty of other slimy tow places that, you know, are out there.
We'll pick up the slack, yeah.
Always. Absolutely.
So don't feed the pig, feed me. That's what Big Mac just said.
All right, folks. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at cheyenne.org. Remember, don't expose your concealed weapon in a school parking lot after you've accused your mattress of rocking all night long with your girl while in a meth-fueled rage. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Y for Yankin' It.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
See, there we go. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.